Three of the four Gospels tell us of the baptism of the Lord, each one in its own way. The version we just heard from Matthew's Gospel is unique in recalling that when Jesus came to the River Jordan, John the Baptist at first tried to prevent Jesus from being baptized, saying that he, John, was the one who needed to be baptized by Jesus. But Jesus replies, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Here, Matthew is set on declaring that Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises made to Israel, as found in our first reading. God's servant, who will bring forth justice to the nations, a light for all nations, and the one whose sandals John is unfit to carry. John agreed to Jesus' request, and upon coming up from the waters of the Jordan, Jesus is revealed as my beloved Son, through his Father's voice from heaven, while the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus in the form of a dove. As we heard this gospel proclaimed, we note that this revelation, this divine action, occurs after Jesus comes up from the waters of the Jordan. We too have emerged from the waters of baptism, and we too have been anointed with the same Spirit. The words of the Father, "This is my beloved Son," are words meant for us too, for each of us is truly God's beloved child. If anything, this feast of the Lord's baptism has as much to say about us as it does about Jesus and his identity. By going down into the waters of the River Jordan, Jesus reveals his union with our broken world. But we know that Jesus was without sin, and so his baptism is different from ours. Unlike Christ, who embodies perfection, you and I have to choose whether or not to live up to our baptismal call, our baptismal identity, by continuing Jesus' divine work in our world today. That is why when we sign ourselves with holy water from the fonts at each of the doors of the church, we do more than remind ourselves of our baptism. Through this simple signing with the cross, we affirm our readiness to live as Jesus' disciples, to share the love of God by our words and deeds, to give of ourself, to sacrifice as Jesus did, so that we may manifest God's love present and active in us and through us in our world. My sisters and brothers, through our baptism in Christ, we too are the beloved of God. May the choices we make, our actions and attitudes, the things for which we strive, and the temptations from which we turn, give glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and continue to transform us for the sake of our salvation and the salvation of the whole world. May God's blessings be with you this afternoon and throughout the coming week.